Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a lovely Rath Yatra. We had lovely weather. It was hot, but it didn't appear to be so hot either on the parikrama or any other part. The site was really, really very ideal. I mean, I never thought that we would get permission to have the festival so easily on this site, which is, well, it's as relevant as the place where we used to have it, which was in a square downtown. And this is also downtown, but it's in a park downtown right outside, right in between the two biggest tourist attractions in that part of Budapest. And the parade went off without a hitch, and the site we still need to work out some things with. Everything was very nice, except that the audience for the stage program were sitting quite exposed to the sun, and we didn't have enough cover for them. So that's something for next year, but there were a lot of people. All the prasadam went, and it was very good preaching. I was out there from 8 until 7 at night, but the festival reached there at 1 o'clock, and then from 1 to 7 we had good preaching, and people enjoyed the festival. And it reminded me how Srila Prabhupada would say that the spiritual world is a constant festival. And so it is. Festivals here in the material world are where people celebrate some historic event, some holy event, as with us. They mark the anniversary of the establishment of something. Anyway, so many reasons why there's festivals. In the spiritual world, the festival is actually inspired by Krishna. The inspiration for the festival comes from Krishna, and that Krishna's qualities, beauty, his sweetness and charm are always constantly increasing, and because devotees are experiencing that increasing wonder that actually is Krishna, so they have to give vent to it. They have to express it, and they express it with festivals. The gopis have the festival at night, full of dancing and singing and taking prasadam, and the cowherd boys do it when they're out with Krishna during the day, and Krishna's parents have it in the evening with cooking a bigger and bigger feast for Krishna, and then celebrating the festivities with they have a big stage program, and which is all centered around Krishna, and of course that's Sankirtan, because you can't have a festival alone, and when you have many people who share the same type of feeling and mood as you do, then the festival becomes richer and richer and richer. And that's what Sankirtana is about. Many devotees who have the identical Sajatiya Sigdha, they have the identical feeling or mood of devotion, and they inspire each other further and further to glorify Krishna. And so, of course, our Sankirtan is mostly, generally we do Nam Sankirtan, we glorify Krishna's names, but there's also Lila Sankirtan and Guna Sankirtan, that means Rupa Sankirtan, glorifying Krishna's form and Krishna's pastimes. These are often the songs of the Acharyas, or those type of Sankirtan. And all of them are part and parcel of these type of festivals and festivities. And of course, they're all done in prema. They're all done in love. Devotees feel a great overwhelming love for Krishna by the overflowing nature of his qualities, and in order to give vent to those overflowing qualities, then they have to dance and sing. They can't keep still. And of course, Krishna reciprocates with that. And this is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how when Krishna sees that his devotees become more and more inspired by their love for him based on his ever-expanding qualities, he then becomes more inspired by their loving devotion, and he reciprocates with that. So the Sankirtan is not just the devotees to Krishna, but Krishna is also glorifying his devotees. And in this way, everyone becomes mad in ecstatic love, and it becomes a very wonderful event. And of course, one of the beautiful characteristics of the festivals of the spiritual world is everyone is free of envy. You can't do this when envy still reigns or is even there to some degree in the heart. We have to be free of envy, and the best way to start becoming free of that, of course, as we cleanse our hearts, that happens, is to glorify others. And here Krishna wants us to glorify Vaishnavas, glorify spiritual master, we glorify our God brothers and God sisters. So by this glorification, it helps us to actually become free, because we get that taste. We realize that it is much tastier and much more enjoyable to say nice things about people than to say bad things about people. And even sometimes there may be cause to point out some defect in someone, but it doesn't do our spiritual life any good, unless of course we happen to be empowered or obliged due to our duty, that this is our duty, this is our service to do such a thing. But otherwise, better wait, better stay away from that. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the Jadi Vaishnava Parade Uti Hati Mata. And the Sankirtan is going on in the spiritual world. Of course, when we have these public festivals, we have to involve the public, and we try to bring them in, and we bring them in to their level of understanding. Yes, Jagannath, here's the form of God, this is what God looks like, and we explain to them Sajatiya according to their level of understanding. God is a person, and so on. But amongst the Vaishnavas, the devotees have their own festival, that is Ishtagosti, when Vaishnavas gather together and they're able to share those type of things which people of lesser faith cannot, because they're already beyond the stage of having to be convinced that God is a person and that Krishna is God. These things are all a given, and that Krishna is very beautiful, but how beautiful. And when devotees share these wonderful traits of the Lord, then in that way they enhance each other's attraction and devotion. And when Krishna sees that, matshita madgatapana bodhyanta parasparam katyanta shvanditya tushyanti charamanticha. When Krishna sees that the devotees are getting tushti and ramanti, when they're being satisfied and they're getting great pleasure by performing these activities, then he recognizes, oh, they're becoming qualified for entrance into Vaikuntha, more particularly into Goloka. So yes, these are the opportunities for devotees preceding and following such public events, that they also have their own festival. They also have their own Rath Yatra festival, and in that way they get the real benefit of Sadhu Sangha, that type of benefit which is not so readily available when they're with in a public festival and they were associating with those who don't have the same qualification for devotional service as the sadhus. So sadhu sangha sadva shastra. Therefore, shastra always speaks about the importance of sadhu sangha, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that yes, and this Krishna bhakti janma mula hoya sadhu sangha. This is the root of Krishna bhakti, this sadhu sangha, and Krishna prema mukha anga. And even when one becomes a premi bhakti, even when one becomes highly, highly advanced, then it's still the mukha anga, the most important anga, or the most important limb of devotional service. And that's why in the spiritual world, there are just these devotees who have love for Krishna, and they're, for them, the most important aspect of their life is to be able to be together and glorify Krishna in Prema Sankirtan, in the festival which is saturated with loving devotion. Hare Krishna.